Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 15th of November. I'm Claire Johnston, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Today, we take you inside the investigation into the incredible circumstances around the disappearance of Mr. X, the drug smuggler who sensationally escaped after being captured by police in Spain before he could be extradited to Scotland to face justice. He's not been seen in 29 years, and Courier journalist Dale Haslam, who has filmed a fascinating documentary looking into this extraordinary case, joins me today. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities at thecourier.co.uk. Now, I'm joined by Dale Haslam, who's produced a documentary now available on thecourier.co.uk exploring the incredible events leading up to and surrounding the disappearance of international drug smuggler Mr. X, who himself had links to Blair Gowrie and has not been seen for 29 years since evading justice. Dale, who was Mr. X and how did he become an international drug smuggler?
Well, first of all, Mr. X was the name given by the media to a Scottish man named Julian Chisholm. Chisholm grew up in Blair Gowrie and the Highlands and became infamous later on as a cocaine baron working with Moroccan gangsters, Basque separatists and the Colombian Cali cartel. While customs and police officers chased him around the world, he first trained as a North Sea oil diver in Aberdeen and became accustomed to a champagne lifestyle. It was something that he really liked and wanted more of. So given those ambitions, he moved into the grimy underworld of drug importation, building up a gang of underlings to do his dirty work for him.
Well, now, and you mentioned the gang there. I believe it had members from Dundee and Angus, among other places. Who were some of his key operatives locally and what happened to them?
That's right. There were links to people from our area in this story. First of all, Julian Chisholm's right-hand man was Ian Ray, who is from Glenilow in Angus. Julian Chisholm also counted David Tam Forrest of Dundee as an ally. The pair of them drove masses of cannabis from the far northwest of Scotland to Edinburgh and London, ready for local drug dealers to flood the streets with the drugs. The documentary tells of how Chisholm, Ray, Forrest and other members of the gang pushed their luck, and eventually Ray and Forrest ended up serving long prison sentences, which they have now served.
So how did Julian Chisholm escape, and does the documentary share any theories on where he might have gone?
Yeah. Well, your listeners will have to watch the documentary to find out, but safe to say it is very dramatic. In fact, when the escape happened 29 years ago, it caused a major diplomatic row between the UK and Spain. The then Lord Advocate, Alan Roger, wrote a letter to his Spanish counterpart asking how the jailbreak could have possibly been allowed to happen. The documentary explores theories from what might have happened to Chisholm from the key players involved. Whether he ended up in Africa, South America, Asia, or somewhere else is still a mystery after all these years. And he remains one of the world's most wanted men.
So I know the documentary was a team effort that's been 2 years in the making. What can viewers expect from it?
It is a real rollercoaster ride of intrigue, taking you from the fishing community of Ullapool to the sun-kissed coastline of Venezuela. Viewers can expect a real insight into the life of Julian Chisholm, his gang members, and also the customs officers who sacrificed 4 years of their lives with their families to trail this gang at every turn. It is a great watch, and it's on the Courier website now for all our subscribers to enjoy.
Thank you, Dale. I'm going to watch it myself this evening. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.